Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake. Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, our crew. We're going to find out who wins my money shortly, and you. All right. A couple things that we got to figure out. A couple house cleaning items here on You Better You Bet before we get to the bets for the football weekend, and we will get to them. College and NFL, all the football. What are we doing with Tyler, who publicly requested a trade the other day on the air? What should we do with Tyler Morales?
Ship him out.
You think so?
Request a trade? See what's out there in the market.
Bill? Is Bill Zimmerman here, our executive producer? Bill, yes.
Of course, Nick.
Bill motions to me while off camera so no one can see him, instead of just being like, I'm here. Does not help our live audience, Bill.
You could have begun the conversation, is all I was saying. Instead of just saying,
thank
here.
You. Well, like thank I'm you. Yes.
Taking present. Attendance.
What do you think should happen with Tyler?
I think Femi's right. I think we got to test the market. I think we got to call around. I don't know, Nick. I know you've been fielding calls. I don't know if there's been a lot of offers on the table, but you got to see what's out there. If there's a chance to strengthen the team and give someone their wish to be traded, then we got to look at it.
Okay, so let's bring Tyler on here and give Tyler a chance to defend himself a little bit. So, look, like this is like it's like toothpaste, right? Mm-hmm. You should use it. Like, you see people, like, when people have, like, terrible breath or, like, jacked up teeth, like, it's 2020, like, you gotta floss, I floss every day. I'll tell you, mm-hmm. I don't think my teeth were jacked up ever. Like, I did not have great teeth. I've taken care of these bad boys for a long ass time now, and I've gotten my teeth to an acceptable level. There is no reason to not have your teeth at an acceptable level. The other thing about toothpaste is you can't put it back in the tube. So Tyler, you can like probably rescind the trade request, but you were angry in that moment, correct? Like you were actually upset. Like this is not a bit. You were annoyed. Yes.
No, I really wasn't. I was just stirring the pot, and then that's when stirring the pot goes wrong, and I talked myself into a hole, and now I've somehow, for some reason, requested a trade on live on the air, which I didn't know that's where that was going, that segment.
We will...
Somehow, some way.
All right. Joining us live on the show to give his take, and I actually may let him render the verdict, is former You Better You Bet crew member and one of our absolute favorite human beings on the planet, the great Rick Camp. Joins us on the show. Rick, how are you?
I'm good. I am watching my nieces go trick-or-treating right now, so thought, no better way to do that than also talk to you guys.
Love that. And Rick is the co-host of the popular podcast, I'm Fat. That's the name of the show. Be sure to check it out with Jay Zawoski. Search it wherever you find your podcast. Rick is a stud NBA bettor at Rick C. Camp on Twitter. So, Rick, I'm going to bring you up to speed here on what's happened on our show crew. You know Tyler well, and I want you to render a verdict for us. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
So we've started like a bit on the show, right? Win Nick Costos' money, where the best crew member, it's basically a way for me to be like, hey, like you all suck at your jobs. Like, can you be better? And I will dangle. I don't mean that seriously, but like the crew member of my choice wins $20 every week. It's a free bet at BetMGM basically to take $20, right? So Tyler has actually won Nick Costos' money 1 week. He won it a couple weeks ago and everyone got really mad. He probably didn't deserve it. So this week, Tyler like screw, oh, he didn't put the reads in the chat, which is like, honestly, like you could, like AI could do that. Like Tyler's going to be out of work in all seriousness in like a year and AI's taking his job. AI will put the goddamn reads in the chat. And Tyler said on the air, you know what? I want a trade. And he tried to walk it back, but he said on the air, Rick, that he wants off the show. He has rescinded it and walked it back and said he wants to remain on the show. Rick Camp, former You Better You Bet crew member, bring it up, Rick. Proceeded, bring it up, Jake. You know Tyler. You know this show. What should happen with Tyler Morales?
It seems like a rough go. Especially of all the times to do that, it's a bold strategy, Cotton, but... I think Tyler should be able to stay on the show, but have some severe punishment that I think Jake should get to levy. I'm just trying to think of logical people that could give an interesting punishment to Tyler. I think Jake could be a great nominee for that.
Rick, would you like to be the one that levies the punishment, or do you think Jake should levy the punishment? You can decide.
I think Jake should. I trust Jake to be appropriate, to be firm, but understanding. More firm than understanding.
What is the best thing you've eaten recently, Rick?
I actually helped make rigatoni alla vodka, which for me to contribute to cooking at all is a big thing. So my wife had the recipe for that, and I basically just did the stuff you would have a child do when you're trying to teach them to cook. So I felt accomplished though, and it tasted delicious.
I love it. I love it. Anything you'd like to promote, Rick? The floor is yours here. We love you.
I have a couple sicko bets for tonight in the NBA. Isaac Okoro under 1.5 assist. You can get that at plus money. I do enjoy that. Walker Kessler's been taking threes and actually hitting them. So that's around plus 140 on BetMGM when I bet that for over half a three. So those are the couple ones that I think are most likely to still be available, but I bet earlier in the day.
If you like the NBA and you just like, you're a good human being, follow Rick on Twitter at Rick C. Camp, one of the best out there when it comes to breaking down the NBA. My friend, we love you. Thank you for coming on this very stupid show on a Friday, and we'll catch up with you.
Sounds good. Always good to talk to you guys.
The great Rick Camp joins us here on You Better, You Bet. All right, so Rick has spoken, and Rick is actually, like, I'm like kind of, I'm a nice guy when it comes down to it, but, I can be a cold-hearted snake. Rick is not. Rick is just like, I really, like, Femi is a really nice guy. Like, I don't think Femi has any, like, snake in him. Like, I definitely do. And I admit that. Not that I would, like, knife people in the back, but, like, I could be a son of a bitch. No. Like, I don't think Femi can. Like, I don't think Rick can.
You gotta really push me to, you gotta be doing some wild stuff for me to be, like, tapping into that side of me. But, yeah.
I think Jake's got that son of a bitch in him, man. I think he does. And I mean Jake, that in a good way. I think I do. Jake, what should Tyler Morales' punishment be for his idiotic trade request?
My first thought was to bring back something we used to do, and Tyler Morales has to do Sports Minute updates for 2 weeks.
Oh, now, okay, so let me ask you this. So that's a great idea. Does it make the show worse to have Tyler talking extensively and doing a sports update?
I think for 1 minute, it's so bad that it's great.
And he has to prepare the update, and it has to be, like, legit.
Yeah, like, he has to write it out, it has to be legit, and he has to go for a minute.
And the only way that he gets to stop doing it is if he does three in a row, and we're like, all three of these were acceptable.
Why stop at three? Make it a full week. Make it five.
Well, because I think he's
punishment, not torture.
And at some point, it's a punishment for him. I don't want it to be a punishment for me.
Fair.
So I love the idea, though. Tyler, your thoughts on this?
I thought I can just, you know, put some self-imposed sanctions that I'm suspended from winning Nick Costas' money from a few weeks. I thought that was good enough.
That's already happened.
Yeah. You're not like some college football program that's trying to like say that we're not going to play the bowl game. No.
You will not win my money. And the sad thing about it is you've done an awesome job. Like, I'm going to say something right now. We'll get to the football bets in a second. This is the honest to God's truth. Okay.
Say it.
Yeah.
Shut up. Okay. I'm going to. All right. Like, let me do this at my pace. Okay. So we have, I'm trying to think of like how I'm going to navigate around this. Okay. So we have Mark Schlereth on the show on Tuesday. And it's like, you're doing like a football interview with Mark Schlereth. Like, hey, what do you think about? How about the humidity today? How about that Raiders offensive line? Like Jackson Powers Johnson going to like protect the A gap? Mm. And Mark's giving us football answers and he's doing like his, he's being ornery, and that's like his thing, right? And we love that about him. And Tyler wrote something in the chat. He wrote like, because we're all writing in the chat all show long. It was like, what's pissing Mark Schlereth off? Being like that's what the interview had turned into. And I saw it in that moment, and it triggered in my head, like, this is the direction I want to take this interview in right now. Because like Mark's football stuff is great. But he was like on a roll on Tuesday with like this in football pisses me off and like this may, whatever. It was awesome. So we decided to turn it into that. So I ask him at the end, like, hey, what's the thing in your life that pisses you off? And he gives this answer about peeing on, which is, we haven't talked enough about this, by the way. His answer about pissing on airport bathroom floors, as if like him and the person in socks are the only two people on the plane. Like no one else is going to step in his piss. But like, that's him. That's what makes him unique and what makes him so funny and entertaining. Like, this was everywhere. TMZ ran this clip and they added like four syllables to my name. You would have thought that this guy from TMZ pronounced my name like it was Giannis Antetokounmpo. Like, he was like, Custosio. Like, not right.
Oh, no.
Close.
What?
Like, just be phonetic, my man. Listen, I appreciated it. It was a side profile. My hair looked great. Like, I'm very happy with it. The point of this is, it actually doesn't happen without Tyler. He made it. Like, none of that press that this show got this week, happens without Tyler Morales.
Yeah. Well,
and yet he still requested
without
a trade.
Tyler Morales either.
He did request a trade, but, you know, like, first, like, he has no authority over everything, so, like, he's not going anywhere. So, like, his trade request doesn't matter. Yeah. It makes no difference at all. It's like when AJ Brown tells the Eagles, I want to get traded. They're like, okay, great. Like, see you on Sunday. Like, you're not going anywhere. Not that Tyler.
What does it do for team morale? Yeah. What does it do for team morale that we have a star player who's out here apparently disgruntled?
I have to be honest. I'm not really that interested in team morale. It's like, is the show good?
Are we winning games?
Yeah, are we like feel? Yeah. Like I say, I do this bit, and then people think like I'm a real jerk. Like I do want people on the show to be happy, but look, like it's a soft society. Can we just go out there and like put on a good show, please? Please. I just came on the show. Do you know how, you know, Bill, what percent of hosts would come on the air and say that the thing that we made significant national press with this week was because of someone off air, something they said? How many people hosts would say that? Like what percent?
That's a low percentage for sure. Absolutely.
Like low meaning what? Cool.
I'd say 25% tops. It might be much lower than that. It could be like 10%.
I think it's like 10%. I think it's like 10%. Like giving Tyler his flowers here. I think where I'm landing on this, Femi, I think they might cancel each other out.
Wow. Tyler's performance at work, where he is looking to fight off of Gemini and fight off GPT.
Yes.
Which,
and he will, and just to be clear, he is going to lose that battle as time wanes on.
Hey, man, you can try to keep fighting as long as you want, Tyler, please.
Yes.
That's where I'm encouraging you to keep fighting.
Yes.
That also cancels out him saying on the air, I would like to be traded.
Well, look, I have to practice what I preach, right? Because if I'm saying that the show is more important than feelings, like my feelings were a little hurt by that. By Tyler saying that, I'm like, I think the show is great.
Totally
like,
normal. Yeah,
we've got like the camaraderie on the show is awesome. Like everybody likes each. I think maybe everyone hates my guts. I don't know. I like everybody. We have a good time. And he says he doesn't want to be here anymore. It hurts my feelings. I'm being honest, right? But then, like, something that made the show way better. So if I'm the one that's saying like results more important than feelings, then I need to practice what I preach.
So here we are burying the hatchet. That's what we're doing right now. We are burying the hatchet and saying, yo, Tyler, we hear you, but you're part of family.
Now, did Tyler withdraw himself from winning Nick Costos' money this week? Did that happen?
Yes. That is a precedent I don't think you wanted to set. Trade requests and all of a sudden now you're player of the week? Like that. that's a tough one.
That's a bad precedent, right?
Yeah. It's your money, so it's your final call. But that's a bad precedent.
This is like Tyler being like SMU trying to avoid the death penalty for the program, being like, yeah, we won't play in a bowl game for a few years.
Yeah.
Okay. On the other side, college football bets, and we start our NFL bets for the weekend.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
We'll be right back. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right. Football bets, football weekend. Femi, let's start with the great sport of college football. What are your bets for tonight into tomorrow in college football?
Yeah, I'm betting Rice plus 14. I know Kanish liked this one when he came on with us yesterday. I like this as well. This is a quintessential sandwich spot, baby. I mean, this is coming off Memphis beating South Florida last weekend. Big game for the group of five representative from the CFP. They have Tulane next weekend. These are massive games in the American. Nice little sandwich spot against Rice on the road down there in Houston. So give me Rice plus 14 for tonight. Nothing on North Carolina and Syracuse. As for tomorrow's action on Saturday, I'll bet the under 45 between Penn State and Ohio State. I think the Ohio State defense is top notch. I don't think Ohio State's offense will be able to kind of like blow out Penn State. I think this is going to be kind of like an ugly football game. I could see it being like 24-7, something like that. I mean, there could be an argument to be made for betting Penn State. I'll just bet the under in the contest. Also, I'll lay 3 with Texas. Want to wait to do this one, but I do like Texas. Just let's get Arch Manning confirmation. If he's out, I'm assuming we might get a 2.5. I would love it then, but at 3, I think I'm fine with Texas as well, even at 3, even money. I'll also plug my nose and take 28.5. With Boston College against Notre Dame. Just really like the spot for Boston College. Notre Dame has been awesome, but like once again, Marcus Freeman and these big point spreads, I'm looking to fade him in that spot, even though Notre Dame wants to impress the College Football Playoff Committee. I'll also take 7 with Kansas State with a nice look-ahead spot for Texas Tech, who hosts BYU next Saturday. That is a massive, massive trip. And here they have this weird little trip to Manhattan where we've seen Texas teams of the past go up to Kansas State and stub their toe. I think this is a competitive game in Manhattan as K-State covers 7. And then finally, I'll go NC State plus 6 against Georgia Tech. And I'll be the guy that lays it with USC against Nebraska. Everyone's been slamming Nebraska all week long. I just have an affinity for this USC team. So I like USC minus 4.5. And of course, if you miss it, NC State plus 6 against Georgia Tech, as everyone has Haynes King and Brent Key fever. I'll take the Wolfpack to at least cover the number and keep it competitive out there in Raleigh. So Ohio State under, Texas, BC plus 28.5, K-State plus 7, NC State plus 6, and USC laying 4.5 in Lincoln against Nebraska.
So when we get on the phone on Mondays now, one of the first things that Femi says is, "What's up, guys?" And then usually following that is Femi being like, "Hey, like, to quote Mike Somich, one stacks betting college football this weekend." Would you be offended? Would you be offended if I just I tailed all your college football bets? You don't want
me to.
I
wouldn't be offended. No, if you want to.
It's like,
let's have some fun.
The only thing I'd like to add, what's your bet in the Ohio State Penn State game?
The under 45. In that game.
I want to lay Ohio State.
I think it's gonna be an ugly football game. They could easily win like 24-0. I mean, that could be a possibility.
Tell you what, I think everyone's so wrong. Like, this is like, well, actually, let me tell you why Ohio State sucks.
Yeah, you think we're big brain in it?
I do.
Well, getting a better number than it was earlier this week.
Okay, so the only difference is I'm going to lay Ohio State. That is
18.5 difference. Out there.
Also, like, can we talk about this Tennessee-Oklahoma game for a second?
Mm-hmm.
So the last 2 weeks, Kanish has given us his best bet on Thursday. And then Colin comes on Friday and loves the other side, and the betting market moves against Kanish.
Kanish, man. What's going on?
I think I want to ride with Kanish. I'm going to lay Tennessee.
Can I interest you in Tennessee to make the CFP at plus 200?
Yeah.
I think they're going to make it if they win this game. Yeah.
Okay.
I like that bet a lot heading into Saturday.
I'm tailing all of Femi's bets. The only difference is instead of the under with Ohio State, I want to bet Ohio State to cover the spread.
There we go. Let's keep winning in college football. Make up for what's happening on Sundays.
Hopefully we're about to win a lot on Sunday also. I love the NFL card this weekend. Love it. Is there anything else in college football? I don't think so. I think that's it. Okay, I'm going to tell Femi. And hopefully, he gave picks, then he read them slowly, and it was great. So that's going to be the college football. Now, let's get to the NFL. Oh, Tyler is already posting injury reports. We haven't even hit the music yet. He's looking to get back in the good graces. All right, let's get to it. Our bets for the National Football League. Lay down, Jake, please. Our favorite Mario music. We begin our Week 9 NFL betting sojourn, Femi, in Detroit, as the Lions host J.J. McCarthy and the Minnesota Vikings. Detroit, 8.5-point home favorite, total in the game, 48.5. Christian Darrisaw, questionable. Brian O'Neill, questionable. Andrew Van Ginkle, questionable. Taylor Decker and Kirby Joseph out for the Lions. How are you looking to bet this game? And I have Detroit teased with Baltimore from last night.
Yeah, like those Detroit teams are like should be pretty good for this game. But based on how the betting market's been moving, like we're seeing now a lot of 8.5s popping up. Looks like we might have Darrisaw O'Neal on the right side of questionable, but look out for that 90 minutes prior to kickoff. To me, this is Detroit teaser legs. I don't want to lay this because of the secondary injuries that the Lions do have. Kirby Joseph already been ruled out. So I would look to tease Detroit with other things, like whether it's the Giants, you like the Bengals, although I'd stay away from that game. Raiders is a nice teaser leg. Other games that you see across the board, I'd look for teaser legs to pair with the Detroit Lions. That's how I'd bet it.
I do like that thought, teaser legs with Detroit. I like Detroit in the game. It's not that I think J.J. McCarthy stinks. I have no idea if he's good or not. I think Kevin O'Connell thinks J.J. McCarthy stinks with the way he's handled him. So if that's true, and I can be wrong, and maybe he's awesome, right? Or maybe he plays well and they lose and they cover the spread. If J.J. McCarthy stinks, if that's true, how does Detroit not win this game by 50? Like, Jared Goff destroys. Now, it's with Ben Johnson, but you would think, like, John Morton's basically running the Ben Johnson playbook. He destroys the Brian Flores blitz. Destroys it. I think the Lions might win this game, like, 38-7. So I do like Detroit teaser legs. I will be betting Detroit alts on Sunday. I don't need the 8.5. I want to lay, like, 18.5 with Detroit on Sunday. Moving on. As my screen loads, to Cincinnati, where Bill Zimmerman, Chicago Bears, and Jake Hassan, Chicago Bears, 2.5-point road favorites at the Bengals. The total is 51. Joe Flacco is questionable, says he's going to try and play. Femi, this feels like a true like game-time thing on Sunday morning. Trey Hendrickson is doubtful. DeAndre Swift, Luther Burden out for the Bears. Spoiler alert, Kyle Manunga's running for 150 yards on Sunday.
Yep, it'll be his breakout party against his like just soft defense that the Bengals go out there and deploy. I want to wait until we get the full official word on Joe Flacco, probably like 90 minutes prior to kickoff with the actives and inactives. I'm hoping he is in because I think we're going to stay under a field goal. And if that's the case, I will be betting Chicago. I like the Bears in this game. I think their offense is going to have the nice breakout game that everyone's been waiting for that we haven't seen since the Cowboys game back in September. And Cincinnati, like offensively, compromise Flacco. Yeah, the Bears defense isn't much to write home about, but they're at least like solid. And now Flacco has a shoulder deal. So yeah, it's never Bengals. It's only Bears for me and under a field goal. But I want to just make sure that Flacco plays because I think that we're going to stay under a field goal and then we can bet Chicago later on this weekend.
I agree with everything Femi said. I have nothing to add, so we'll talk more about the game on Sunday. I agree with everything you said. Moving on. The Green Bay Packers, Femi, in the 1996 NFC Championship game rematch that the world has been waiting for. And honestly, you've been waiting for this, right? Because it should have been your Dallas Cowboys in that NFC title game against the Green Bay Packers. If not for Kerry Collins, Dom Capers, and the Carolina Panthers. Lamar Lathan. Yeah, Lamar Lathan was a bad, bad mofo. Good player. Green Bay, 13.5 for 13 at home against Carolina. The total is 44.5. Bryce Young back in the lineup, not on the injury report. He will start for the Panthers. Dontavian Wicks and Lucas Van Ness out for Green Bay.
Yeah, this is a pass. Like, I understand why this number is this big. Like, Green Bay is really good, but like Green Bay, they haven't really like put together like a complete game where they're going to cover a number like this. Like, we see the spurtability of the Packers second half last week against the Steelers, other game. Spurtability. It's the Clark Kellogg turn. They talk about like the team's got that spurtability. They can go on runs. You know, they're really explosive. That's what Green Bay is. But they don't play a full 60. Like, for some reason, I don't know why they're just like lackadaisical or just not all the way locked in. You kind of need to be all the way locked in to cover these types of numbers. So even though they're at home and I do like the spot, I'm just passing the game because I don't want Carolina in this spot just because it's Bryce Young against his pass rush, which could be problematic, especially with these coming off of the injury. So to me, it's a pass. But if I had to bet it, I guess it would be a small bet on the Packers.
Gotta have spurt ability. If I had to bet the game, you gotta go. Listen, you know, I'm going to move on.
Yeah, it's probably a safe call.
Because I was going to say something and it would have been really funny, but you know, we're toeing the line. If I had to bet the game, I'd lay the Packers. I think I'm laying off it, though. I don't think I will bet it, but I would bet Green Bay if I had to. Chargers and the Titans, Femi, in the Music City. The Bolts, 9.5-point road favorites, total 43.5. Hassan Haskins out. This is going to be the Kamani Vidal show in the Chargers' backfield. Tarheeb still is out. He's an important member of the Chargers' secondary. And for the Titans, you want a bad injury report? Here you go. Best wide receiver out, Calvin Ridley. Best defensive lineman out, Jeffrey Simmons. Arden Key also out for Tennessee.
Yeah, Jeffrey Simmons probably just best player on the team in general. I'm surprised that this is under 10. I like the Chargers laying 9.5. And this is a bet that I placed earlier this afternoon once we realized that these guys were all missing at practice today and looking like they were going to be DNP. This doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Chargers obviously have the much better team, head coach, quarterback, et cetera. I don't have to go and hash that all out there. But yeah, like the Titans injury report is terrible. And I just don't see the improvement from a week-to-week standpoint that says they will cover this number. So I laid Chargers 9.5.
I have not bet it yet. I plan on it. It's never the Titans here. It's only the Chargers. I'll talk about it more on Sunday morning. Like, Legarius needs on IR. Like, how is this not going to be Justin Herbert just lights this defense on fire?
He's going to have all day to throw.
You never know with that offensive line. But yes, I think you're probably right. Chargers for me as well. Haven't placed the bet yet, but I plan on it. All right, Super Bowl 51 rematch. Lost a lot of money on that game. It was no fun. Hopefully win some money on this iteration of the Falcons and the Patriots. This one's in Foxborough. Michael Penix Jr., Femi, is back for Atlanta. He will start. Kirk Cousins goes back to the bench. Drake London will play for the Falcons. He missed last week. For the Patriots, starting running back Ramondre Stevenson is out. So on paper, at least, a good opportunity for Patriots second-round rookie running back Travion Henderson. The Pats 5.5-point home favorites, total 45.
Yeah, it just feels like a sell spot for New England, but I'm also the guy that bet Cleveland last week. Here I am once again betting against the New England Patriots. I guess I can't catch up to where they're at in the market, but I do like the Falcons plus 5.5. And I also love the fact that they're coming off an embarrassing loss against Miami. Like, I think you're going to get a buttoned up performance from Atlanta, at least a buttoned up preparation all week long, as opposed to what New England has. So I like the Falcons plus 5.5. Let's hopefully can keep this game competitive, but I also raise my hand and acknowledge that I am the guy that bets against the Patriots every single week.
So I don't know if you'll get a better effort from Atlanta here. And my thing with the Falcons has been, and, you know, I said it last week, I was just on the way wrong side of it. Atlanta is capable, and it's been proven out this year, and maybe things can change, but they are a team that's capable of beating any team, any game, and losing to any team, any game. So, like, last week against Miami, probably should have bet Dolphins money line. Instead, like, I bet Falcons alts, and they lost 34-10. So now with this spot, I'm going to do it. I'm betting Falcons money line. I'm going to bet the Falcons to win the game.
Yeah.
Give me the plus money price. Can you? Will you join me with that? Just to win. I don't want the points. I want Atlanta to win.
I'll put in like an underdog money line parlay. I'll do that. Falcons pair with some other frisky dogs that I kind of like. Yeah, I'll rock with you.
Now, I will add that I think if the Patriots win, I think they win by like 20. So I do. I think it's like alt or money line. I think that's how I want to play Falcons games moving forward. Let's see if we can sneak in one more here. Niners and the Giants, Femi, at the Jersey Meadowlands. San Fran, 2.5, but close to 3. Total 48.5. Mac Jones is going to start. Brock Purdy looks like he'll be back next week. Oh, Turk Rosmatos is out. We thought he might play. Bryce Huff out also, and Ricky Pierce all out. Paulson Adebo, Cordell Flott out for the Giants. Javon Holland, questionable. Jermaine Illuminor has been really good this season at right tackle. He's doubtful. Tyler, is Art Green playing for the Giants? Femi, how are you betting this game?
Based on this injury report, I do agree with Rob Pizzola, who we had on earlier this week on Thursday. I think this is like an over bet for me. Like, it's a small bet because totals are totals, and I've not had a fun experience betting them. But a small bet on over 48.5, I think Dart's going to have some time back there with no edge rushers for the San Francisco 49ers. And I think Kyle Shanahan will be able to devise a scheme that allows Mac Jones to have success with McCaffrey and Kittle and those guys healthy. I know there's no Pearsall again because he's been hurt, but yeah, small bet on the over.
I'll give you my betting opinion on the game on the other side. Tyler did not include Art Green, who's a member of the Giants secondary, who's out. Cluster injuries. Femi, my question for you. Would ChatGPT have had Art Green listed?
100%. Without
like
a doubt.
100%, right?
Yep. Without a doubt. I don't know. Tyler versus Gemini. I don't know.
The rest of our NFL bets on the other side, and we will find out who has won Nick Costos' money.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Got some thank yous to Dola before we wrap up the phenomenal Football Friday edition of You Better Bet with the rest of our bets for Week 9 NFL Sunday. Two tremendous guests joined us on the program. Mike Somich, RacingDudes.com, VSiN, and The Magic Mike Show. Whatever. at SalmaBomb18 on Twitter, and our friend Colin Wilson from the Action Network and Big Bets on Campus. Our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. Technical director, Tyler Morales. Our engineer, Jake Hassan. Our video producer, God's Perfect Creation, and the head coach of your New York Knicks, Mike Brown. Coming up after us on the BetMGM Network is a four-hour live betting extravaganza known to you and yours as BetMGM Tonight, featuring our friend, the sports machine, Sean Levine, and our guest at this time, the one, the only, Brad Evans. Brad, happy Friday. Hola, amigo. What is your singular favorite prop bet coming up for NFL Sunday?
Hola, amigos! Happy Halloween to you and yours. I'm going to live in a land down under, gentlemen, on Hunter Henry, 34.5 receiving yards against the Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons have been locked down to plus-size targets this season. They've only given up 1.7 receptions per game and 15 flat yards per game to plus-size targets. Only Zach Ertz is the only tight end that's crossed 20 yards against him this season. You got to get to 35 to catch the over. No, thank you. On top of that, Hunter Henry has gone under 34.5 receiving yards in three straight games. So a full fade of the New England Patriot. Hunter Henry under 34.5 receiving yards. My top play of NFL Week 9.
Brad, have a great show tonight. Good luck with the bets this weekend. Happy Halloween. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Jackson Dart, anytime touchdown, plus 200. I'm out.
Oh, we got to love this. Gets more on him. It's the great Brad Evans joining us here on the show. Brad and the sports machine, Sean Levine, coming up at MGM tonight, 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern here on the BetMGM Network. We will drop the dope-ass beat momentarily, but first, our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman, with the Real One submissions for their best bets this weekend. Bill, what do you got? Take it away.
All right, Nick, we got a bunch of these. Here's my three favorite. We'll start with Danny Levine. Love CMC longest rush over 14.5 yards. We all know the Giants D is an abomination, and this number is way too low. There are books that will let you ladder this prop, and I will be climbing. Thor Killian.
And just keep in mind, just on that, Bill, let me just say this about the Giants allowed 7 runs last week to the Eagles of 15 yards or more. I like that bet from Danny Levine. Please continue.
Great bet. Thor Killian, same game parlay. Josh Allen, 30-plus rushing yards. Rashee Rice, 50-plus receiving yards. Allen has never not cover this against the Chiefs, while Rice has covered this in 10 of his last 11 games where he has a catch. And we'll finish up with Demetrius Nikolaitis, Vikings 24th ranked defense, allowing 130 per game, and will get trampled by Detroit's Gibbs and Montgomery. Gibbs goes for 80 plus, Montgomery gets 60. I see both getting TDs and at least one of them getting two. So bet all those rushing props for the Detroit Lions. There you go, guys.
You got to do like your tagline.
That's a little sample from the Real Ones.
Thanks. I mean, this is like if Stone Cold Steve Austin didn't say, and that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so. I was literally waiting for it. That's how you know it's effective. It's a good line. Kali Stowe to our friend Demetrius Nikolaitis, and thank you to everyone for the submissions this week. Great week, as always, here on You Better You Bet. Whatever. It was fine. All right. Let's get back to the...
Was it not a great week?
Get back to the... Yes. It was very good. Let's get back to the football bets. Jake, let's drop the dope ass beat, please, and then I would like for the Mario music afterwards, if that's okay. All right, no matter where the college football action is, there's nothing like getting in the game and leveling up your next parlay. Use today's parlay boost token to boost your potential payout from a winning college football parlay. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. And don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts and check us out on YouTube and Twitch. Mario Music, por favor. As Femi, my bet for the Giants Niners came in a little hot there.
Feeling the pressure of being a clubhouse leader, perhaps?
It's like Jake's like the Spurs, like young team, like they get up big in games and then they allow the opposition to get back in. They're trying to close it out. I might bet the Giants to win and go with Drew, what he said on Tuesday. Like, dude, the Niners are going to get no pass rush on the Giants. None.
Yeah.
It's pretty rough. I think I'm going to bet the Giants. I haven't made the bet yet, but I think I'm going to bet Giants money line. Colts and the Steelers, Femi, in Pittsburgh. Indy, a 3-point road favorite. Total is 50.5. Tyler, where are my injury reports?
It's there. Femi, I guess a clean bill, I guess.
Where are they?
I don't see them. I don't know if maybe
where are
the chat has kicked Tyler out. He said he typed it. I literally did not see.
Where are they? Where's ChatGPT? Can ChatGPT? Hold on. Okay. All right. Nothing of any real note here, Femi. How are you betting the game?
Yeah. Here we go again. I am betting the Pittsburgh Steelers. There are 3.5s that are now populating. There's a 3.5 minus 110. There's minus 115 at home. I think that we're getting a little bit crazy with this Colts love this week. Everyone has Colts fever. I think now is the time to go ahead and fade it and sell high. So give me Tomlin at home as a 3.5-point dog. Where have you ever heard me say that? But I think this week it does win.
Well, BetMGM is your home to bet the Denver Broncos. Not the Denver. That's the next game. Sorry. Bet the Indianapolis Colts. 3 is still the number there. I have bet Indy -3. I like Colts team total over. I like the over in the game. My favorite prop, I'll give it out now. Alec Pierce over receiving yards against a defense that hemorrhages big plays down the field. Love the Colts. Love the Colts. Love the Colts on Sunday. Broncos and the Texans, Femi in Houston. Texans a 1.5-point home favorite. Total in the game is 40. I have the injury report up via Gemini. I'm not looking at the screen. I am going to read Gemini's report, and you tell me if Tyler has all of this. Patrick Sertan is out. Marvin Mims is out. The diet, Nate Atkins is out. And PJ Locke is out. Dre Greenlaw does not have a game status. He's going to play. For Houston, Nico Collins and Christian Kirk will both play. Dalton Schultz is questionable, but is expected to play. Does Tyler have all of that? Has he missed anything?
He has missed Christian Kirk and Nico Collins. He did not have Dre Greenlaw. Nate Atkins were not in there. Tyler apparently does not believe Nico Collins is an important player for the Houston Texans. So that's what I want.
Tyler, let's make your life easy. Before AI replaces you.
It's important
to
note that he is playing Tyler.
he didn't play last week, Tyler.
It was in the protocol. Yeah, he was in the concussion protocol.
Tyler, listen. I'm going to make your life really easy. Just check. Make sure you're checking what Gemini is putting out there, or ChatGPT or whatever. Before you, like, actually get replaced, which, like, we may all get replaced at some point, make sure you're at least using this to make sure you have the best available data. That's, honestly, it's a bad job by Tyler. Did you give your opinion on the game or not yet?
I think Houston wins. I do think that. I actually agree with the betting market. There's like a 2.5 out there now. I don't think we're ever getting to 3. I think we're going to hang out Houston under a field goal. But I think a way to bet this game, in addition to liking Houston, Texans to make the playoffs. Take a look at that. They're going like that plus 250, plus 220 range. This is a massive game for tiebreakers because I don't think anyone thinks Denver's going to win the division. These two teams will be duking it out to see who could be a 7 or a 6 seed or whatever. So I think Houston make the playoffs and Houston to win the game on Sunday.
I disagree. I like the Broncos. Texans offensive line terrible. Here's the Broncos pass rush. I know Sertan's out. CJ Stroud going to have time to get the ball down the field? I'm not sure. I like the Broncos to win. WTF, wrong team favored on Sunday. Ooh. To the afternoon slate, Jacksonville, a 2.5-point road favorite at Vegas. Total of the game is 44. Tyler doesn't have Jakobi Meyers listed. Jakobi Meyers is expected to play. Yeah. He missed the last game. And I know that because I asked Gemini. Temi, how are you betting the Jaguars and Raiders?
This is what I will be teasing the Detroit Lions with. It will be with the Raiders up to 8.5. I think this is a nice teaser leg. I could see Jacksonville winning the game. I could see the Raiders winning it, but I think it's going to be within one possession. So give me the Raiders up to 8.5 at home. Pair that with the Lions down to 2.5. I think the Lions take care of business as well against the Vikings.
I don't think I'm going to bet this game. I think if I had to bet it, I'd bet the Raiders. I could see basically anything happening in the game. It wouldn't surprise me. Likely going to be a pass. Rams hosting the Saints. LA a 14-point home favorite. 44 is the total. Rams coming off the bye. Tyler Shuck makes his first start in the NFL for the New Orleans Saints, a quarterback.
The number feels a little big to me. And I'm not saying that I'm betting New Orleans because I went down that road last week, even though that was Spencer Rattler and not Tyler Shuck. But, man, I don't know if 14 is justified. Like, are the Rams really going to be like pressing the gas on this one? So I'm passing the game, but I would never bet the Rams. It'd actually only be the Saints, but I don't want to do that. So it's a pass for me.
Okay, and we have... Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah, Tyler did an okay job there. Cross-checked with Gemini. Okay, let's race through this here. No bet for me on the Rams and Saints. I'm betting the Chiefs. KC, a 2-point road favorite at Buffalo, 52.5, very quickly.
Yeah, the KC, for me, it's no bet on the Chiefs. I think Kansas City should be the favorite. They are the favorite. No real opinion. If it ever got to 3, I'd bet Buffalo, but I don't think we're getting there. So I'm passing the game. Big game, but I think the Chiefs win it.
And I like Seattle on Sunday night, laying 3 at Washington. I like Seattle as a money line parlay piece as well.
Yep, Seattle -3, -110. That is it's a bet for me. Devin Witherspoon looks like he'll be able to play in this game, which is big for them. And Washington with all the injuries, I don't think this is going to work out for the Commanders.
And I love Jaden Daniels, but I think they're up against it here.
Yeah.
Okay. Two questions, Femi. Number one, who would your choice be to win Nick Costos' money? And who, in your opinion, should win Pineapple of the Week?
I mean, Jake Hassan should win Nick Costos' money because he was the favorite all week long, had a great week, was steady Eddie the whole time. What happened in this last segment, I mean, Tyler Morales is Pineapple of the Week. I mean, it is what it is, you know?
Okay, so we could have put a headset on a pineapple and used the pineapple and, ask Google Gemini questions, and it would have given Tyler, would you like to defend yourself? Or, you missed stuff that AI found.
I didn't do anything wrong. Rest my case.
Well, you started the week with a trade request, and then we just had this segment.
But that Mark Schlereth book, though.
And then looking. This is a tough spot for me because, the Schlereth thing is the most important thing that happened for the show this week.
That is true.
TMZ ran it. That's true. I think here's where it comes down. Jake Hassan wins Nick Costos' money. I think Tyler gets $10.
Oh, is this a new award? That's not. Tyler says he doesn't want the $10, or what did he say?
You don't want a $10 free bet?
I don't want the pity money. No.
It's not pity.
I'll take
pity
the extra
money.
10.
Yeah, give it to Jake.
You know what? I'm going to send Jake an extra 10. But you earned it with the Schlereth stuff.
I don't want it.
It's like he doesn't want to be here.
We'll see everybody on Monday, and I'll catch everybody on Sunday. Until then, I'm Nick Costos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.